The Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Mondays and Tuesdays at 7 p.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
We want to pump you up.
Well, thanks for sticking around. This is the Pow Pow Power segment and podcast. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show, and I am summarizing the biggest takeaways in my show, my podcast titled The Climb of Home Values. Now, I'm specifically talking about Colorado Springs, Colorado, Pikes Peak region, El Paso County, but this exact same thing applies to Austin, Texas. The exact same thing applies to Salt Lake City, Utah. This exact same thing, almost statistically to the T, applies to Grand Rapids, Michigan as well, where you have young, up-and-coming communities, metropolitan areas like Colorado Springs, metropolitan areas underneath a million, in our case, still a half a million people, but the entire county or the entire basin, the extended metro area is somewhere between 700 to a million, 700,000 to a million. We look at the climb of home values I shared with you in El Paso County. In 2011, they were $178,000 was the median price of a home. If you bought a home in 2011, I bought one in 2012 for $178,000, and it's now worth over $290,000. I didn't really hit the median that we're at today, but now the median in El Paso County, the Pikes Peak region, as of June of 2019, is $331,000, and that's an 86% increase. So what are the biggest takeaways I want you to get from this show? Number one, a big surge in value for our city, biggest surge, hasn't even come yet. And I know that's a real bold statement, but my point is there's no doubt at all that based on the show that I did last week, you can get the podcast on KRDO that talks about demographics for dummies. Because the millennials are coming of age, and the very first millennials have already turned 38, 39 years old. By the time the first millennial turns 40 years old, our economy is going to explode when all the millennials, 87 million young professionals that are more educated than any other generation, all they got to do is get a little callous and work ethic, and that will come. Once you have a couple babies, your iPhone ain't as important as getting diapers on that kid. That's just a reality. And we're going to have an explosion of consumption from like 2021 all the way to 2041, with 2031 being one of the most lucrative years. Just like from 1986 to 2006, man, 1996, when Clinton was in office, we were so incredibly strong as a nation. That's the last time we were actually paying off national debt, meaning the national debt was physically getting smaller. Rather than today, it just gets bigger by smaller proportions, and they call it a decrease. But also statistically, the largest birth year within the millennials between 1981 and 2001 is 1991. There's 4.6 million millennials, and the median age for buying a house is 32 years old, which means 2023 is going to be one of the most explosive years for first-time homebuyers. If you own a home, you're going to be making the most value or getting the most for a starter home statistically through analytics than any other year. So a big surge in value hasn't even come yet. And between now and 2023, there's going to be some sort of downturn, unless what they call the Trump effect. If we don't go into a recession, it's going to be the first time in over 100 years in our country that that happens, because we're well over time due. It's been 10 years. The market needs to correct. But I'm telling you, just like 1999, when the stock market boom of online stocks went to a dot-com bust, real estate in 1999, 2000, 2001 never wavered. There wasn't any downturn statistically at all in values. And that's what's going to happen in the next downturn and recession. It's going to be a business and a stock market correction. It's not going to be a real estate connection, because if it is, the millennials are just going to gobble up the real estate that much faster and drive it back up. But the second major takeaway that I I want to finish with you today is that Colorado Springs will eventually start to level off in value, just like Boulder has, just like San Francisco has, just like New York has, just like Manitou has, because if houses continue to go up disproportionately too fast, your cost of living index is going to outpace your earnings and your median income. And then people are just going to go off to Pueblo. People are just going to go off to Kansas City, Kansas. They're just going to go off to Des Moines, Iowa. They're just going to go off to Milwaukee or Brookfield or La Crosse, Wisconsin, and it's going to be the next most affordable. You still can go to Indiana, and you can buy a really great three-bedroom, two-bath house for $87,000 to $110,000, even more affordable than Pueblo. So for you personally, listening to this podcast right now, we've had an 86% increase in home values. And I believe before 2023, in less than 3 years, our median home price is going to go up over $356,000 and surpass what the median home price was in 2011, 2012. We are going to have a 100% increase, which means we've got another 15% even before there's a conversation of any slowing down. I've told you that I believe over the next 5 years, 2020, 21, 22, 23, and 2024, we are going to have 6 to 10% appreciation on properties every single year, all the way until Colorado Springs gets a median home value of about $400,000. And this is what I'm going to end with, and this is why I say this. Even the most conservative person I know, Dave Ramsey, who says do a 15-year mortgage, put 20% down, even Dave Ramsey says you can spend four times your gross income on a home. So if you have two millennials making $70,000 a year, that's $140,000. That means that's $240,000. $480,000 is the house that Dave Ramsey says they can afford, and he's the most conservative one. I have couples making that much that are buying $600,000 homes, and I think it's insane. So do it in a measured, intelligent fashion. Call me and set up an appointment at 330-1457 to go over and set a plan. Go to ChurchillColorado.com, put in your information to become knowledgeable on the climbing of home values. Get in the game that rather than watching from the stands. And as I state at the end of every show, please go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them, because that's what matters. The only reason I want your home values to go up is so that you can spend the best years of your life focusing on your relationship and your children and grandchildren instead of handing out carts at Walmart, instead of sweeping yards or doing one more mortgage. I don't want to be doing a mortgage when I'm 79 years old. You know, I want to be hanging out with my grandchildren, and I know you do as well. So if you've not found your calling, your passion, your purpose in life, pray to God right now that He deliver a vision for you to pursue your passion, because that's what I found in you, the radio listener, an individual that I would build a relationship with every single day just because you add value to me. I charge people hundreds of dollars an hour for consultation, but you, the radio listener, get it for free. Jim, James, you found that out this week. But you have to call me. I don't know who you are. 719-330-1457. You guys have a great week. Look forward to seeing you next week. Come on, yo!
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio. You can count.